Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Les frères et les sœurs, les amantes et les pêcheurs, les artistes, et les exhibitionnistes, les voyeurs et les connaisseurs. À vous, les enfants du sexe, et nous sommes tous la fin du sexe. Nous pouvons ou pouvoir ne pas être des enfants de Dieu ou des enfants de Jésus, ou des enfants de Allah, mais nous sommes tous les enfants du sexe. Puis-je entendre Amen?
Amen.
Puis-je entendre A Women?
A Women.
Joyeux 14 juillet, joyeux jour Bastille. En anglais, c'est Happy Bastille Day! Yeah! And that's enough making you put up with my badly pronounced French. But tonight, if you're listening to me live, I should turn down. Yeah. Oh, that's why I was getting static. I'm riding a Sibian, by the way. It's the way to get into Bastille Day, baby. Yeah. Bastille Day is the holiday of France. French bread, French fries, which aren't really French, French toast, I think that's French, French revolution, French kissing, and French sex. C'est bon. What is French sex? Qu'est-ce que c'est? It's French kissing down below. Yes, yes, that's what's French, you know. And you know what Greek is. Le toucher. Right, right. So, but it's really about what? The French Revolution, the storming of the Bastille. Isn't that sexual? Penetration of the gates of France to protect the precious French from the British. That's why it was built in the first place in the 1300s. And then it became a prison. And you know how we feel about prisons. Storm them! So we love Bastille Day. Even though they only released like 7 prisoners, I think. There weren't very many in there. They say the Marquis de Sade was in there, but he wasn't in there. He had just been transferred just a little while before Bastille Day, which was on the 14th of July in 1789, right around the time of the French Revolution. I mean, it was all part of the French Revolution. And it was very violent. I can't say I approve. They did, they lynched the governor of the Bastille. But they were doing that with a lot of people, including the beautiful Marie Antoinette. Ah, mon Dieu. Oh, well, we're not going to lynch or guillotine anybody here, but we might spank you with a baguette or something else. But anyway, it was a rebellion against royalty, of course, a revolution, more than a rebellion, against the royal prerogative. I mean, poor Marie Antoinette. She never said, let them eat cake. No. She did spend a lot of money on theatrical presentations, which I have to say, I have lots of sympathy for her with that, because I like my theatrical presentations too. But I guess, you know, there was too much government spending, probably on other things. I have a feeling those theatrical things weren't all that expensive. So the people revolted, kind of like now, maybe. I mean, Occupy, that sort of thing. Except they really revolted. They really, they off with their heads, gone, you know? And no more royalty for France. I mean, and France was inspired by the United States. I mean, it's very fashionable for Americans to hate the French. We're going to talk about that in a little while. But the French were actually our supporters in the revolution, in our revolution, and then we supported them in their revolution against the British. But how soon we forget. They gave us the Statue of Liberty, too. And baguettes and French kissing, and so they got rid of their royalty. Unlike the British, whose royalty, you know, still does a lot of drug deals, but more. But the French royalty's gone pretty much. Of course, I have a thing for royalty, being a princess. but Italian, not French, not French. Your people escaped France. But that's another story. We want to talk about France and things French and the overthrowing of royalty, except for one very special princess, my first guest. Princess Felicity Jade returns to the speakeasy.
Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. Mon plaisir. Mademoiselle, vous êtes très jolie, or tu es très jolie, I should say. That's the familiar. I always get confused when you use the familiar and the formal. But you look lovely, beautiful, and you're a lovely princess. And I'm not going to guillotine you.
I hope not.
So, what's going on, princess?
Having fun, coming out to L.A., shooting some scenes for Girlfriends Films.
Girlfriends, yes, you are the princess of Girlfriends Films, who
yes.
We love, Dan and all those nice people. And so you did some hot lesbian scenes?
Yes, I've done two already. I tried to bring India here tonight, but she was busy getting a brand new car.
Your fiancé, right?
Yes.
Ah. India Summer?
India Summer.
India Summer, it would be the season. But she's getting a car. For you to have sex in. Right.
I get to break it in with her.
A Peugeot. No. How do you feel about French stuff?
I want to visit France one day.
You want to go to France?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think when you think of France?
Good question.
French fries? French champagne?
I'd say French kissing.
French kissing.
Yeah.
Okay, which you're very good at.
Love it.
Yes, and so right next to you is the lovely, this is an Italian name, but I feel like I got a guitar here. But hey, you know, we're mixing it up. Bella Luciano, welcome to France.
Thank you.
Speak right into the microphone. Sorry. Get close to it like you're giving it head.
I will.
Okay.
Let's see. Open your mouth.
Happy Bastille Day.
Thank you.
So I understand you were just with our good friend Eric John.
I was, yes.
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 Oh. And he said he left you satisfied.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I never would have thought, but it happened.
You never would have thought.
It's just, you have to expect.
Because he's such an intellectual. He graduated from MIT. He probably speaks French.
Probably.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
And so he really gave it to you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How many times did you come?
Twice.
Oh, wow.
How many times did he come?
Twice.
Twice? Oh, that's impressive. Huh.
He's always bragging about how many cum shots he can do in one scene.
Exactly.
And where was his lovely wife, Vicky Chase, during the scene?
Oh, I don't know.
Hopefully she was getting some, too.
I love her.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, I've never met her before.
Oh, no.
No.
Just the hubby.
Eric just brings her around when Vicky's gone.
Ah. Well, he's saving the dessert for later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he got you over here anyway.
Yeah, that's definitely important.
Okay. And so, are you Italian?
I am.
You are? Yes. Both sides?
I'm Italian and Puerto Rican.
Spicy mix. No French?
No French.
No.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Yeah.
For tonight or in general?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever celebrate Bastille Day?
I haven't, no.
No? Yeah, well, you're going to tonight. Yeah. I got a bigger baguette than Eric right here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's like
that's pretty big.
Eric and a half right there.
Yeah. You're looking at it hungrily. Et maintenant, la ballerina.
Ah, oui.
Kitty.
Hi.
Kitty Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes en français. Qu'est-ce que c'est Twinkle Toes? Pied. Twinkle.
Les twinkles, c'est...
Les
orteils, les orteils qui chatouillent.
Chatouillent
les orteils.
Oh, les,
chatouillent les orteils.
Mm-hmm. Chatouillent
les orteils.
Les orteils. Les orteils et the toes.
Les toes.
The little toes. This is for the foot fetishists out there.
Yes.
Orteils.
Oh, so you know, orteils.
The little toes.
Yes, the little, look at that arch.
Yeah.
Yes,
wow.
For the foot fetishists. We have Kitty Twinkle Toes pointing and flexing.
10 little lesbians
and,
in shoes.
Yes, they are lesbians because they're always rubbing up against each other. Mm. And well, when you get sweaty, they're French kissing. So some of you may recognize Kitty from last week, but I sure didn't.
Or not.
Because she doesn't look the same. You're now a blonde.
I didn't recognize her either.
Right. Last week she was like dark-haired, and she had a big bird headdress on, like a mohawk bird, and now you're just, you know, going like Marie Antoinette with long hair. I don't know.
No, I feel white, blonde. I guess, today.
Yeah, feel white. French, you know, sort of Caucasian, I guess. Yeah, so you, what's your French background?
I do have French in me. My grandpa, well, pretty much my last name, I'm Betancourt, or Betancourt.
Grand-père Betancourt.
Oh, de la Betancourt.
Mm. Uh-huh. And have you been to France? Or?
Yes, I have.
Ah.
Very briefly, though, unfortunately.
Paris?
I've been to Paris. Briefly saw the Eiffel Tower. Mm. And briefly saw the Louvre, unfortunately. And then took on to England.
So... when was this?
Oh, wow. This is 11 years ago? 10? 11? Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you didn't have sex in France?
Unfortunately, no
sex.
Yet
in France. Wow.
I imagined it.
You did.
I fantasized.
Right. You imagined the Eiffel Tower penetrating the Louvre.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You know?
That sounds awesome.
France is just full of sex symbols of all sorts. Brigitte Bardot.
Very open sex.
I actually think
sex.
Princess looks a little like Brigitte Bardot, right? Doesn't Princess look
Princess?
Like Brigitte Bardot?
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, like a slimmer Floridian Brigitte Bardot. That's
she
a big
looks
compliment.
Very French.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
She was a big sex symbol. You know who she is. Brigitte Bardot, you don't?
I'm not sure.
Oh, it's okay. She was like the Marilyn Monroe of France. She's still alive.
Yes.
She's into animals now. I mean, she was always into animals, I guess, but before
she's still,
it was human male animals. So this is Faz, Fa Uzi Brahimi.
Oui.
Oui. And that's, of course, a French name, you all know.
Yeah, French. Algerian, actually. My grandparents and parents actually were in France, so, but I was born and raised in France.
Yes, born and raised.
Yeah.
And which part?
North of Paris, Lille.
Lille. Mm. That's like a suburb of Paris.
No, actually, it's a big, near actually Belgium and
it's
England.
A city. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big city, yeah. One
so
million people, yeah.
What did you do on Bastille Day?
We killed real people. Oh, no, I... Sorry, that's bad training. What we do, actually, it's like 4th of July for you. It's
right.
It's a big fireworks celebration, you know, day off. Because, like you know, French people, we don't work too much. You know,
right.
2 weeks out of the year.
All the days off you can.
Yeah, so...
What do you need another one for? But you do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you need a lot of them.
It's a big celebration. I mean, it's like grilling, celebrating, fireworks. Mm. The colors, like the same colors, you know, the blue, white, and red.
But do you talk about politics like we do here in, on the 4th of July? We often
but it's taboo to talk about politics in France. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's very bad.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to talk to politics right now, I mean, we can, but it's just going to be...
Ouch. Do you do a lot of French kissing?
We are raised and trained to do only French kissing. Sorry for the Italian, but yeah, we do French kissings, yeah.
Mm. Is there a kind of Italian kissing?
There's not.
I mean,
oh.
Sorry, there is not.
No, I mean, is there a kind of German kissing?
Yeah, with a big sausage.
Uh-huh. Well, I have a big bread here. All right, well, you are also representing Bastille Day in L.A.
Yes, BastilleDayLosAngeles.com, if you want to have more information. It's tomorrow. Sunday, it's always a good day to celebrate Bastille Day. It's a good day because it's going to be cabaret, French cancan.
Cancan.
Yeah.
We say can-can, you say cancan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to do a little cancan in a little while.
Yeah, so some practicing. You know,
yeah,
I was excited.
Yeah. But so how do people sign up to go to...
Yeah, actually, it's on Kenneth Hand. It's a park on La Cienega, South La Cienega.
Okay.
It's going to be from noon till 8 p.m. It's... Everybody will enjoy it because it's outdoor.
Right. It's for all ages.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike
kids.
This show.
Well, I mean, the parents who's listening to your show tonight can bring
yes.
the kids tomorrow
you
with
can
no
bring
problem.
Your kids tomorrow,
yeah.
But
are these the pamphlets?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have. I mean, on the website BastilleDayLosAngeles.com, you have all the information. It's going to be very, very French, but also French lovers because we have a lot of French lovers in America.
We do. I'm one.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of French haters. I was hearing from them on my website as I, you know, on Twitter and stuff as I was tweeting about it. Like some of my fans would be, well, you know, I just hate everything French. Why is that? I mean, France was our ally. France,
still.
You know, is still our mm-hmm. ally and doesn't have royalty and, you know, is a lot like us and gives us all this great phallic bread. So... Why is it so fashionable for Americans to hate the French? And for that matter, for French to hate Americans a little bit.
I mean, there's a little bit of a French arrogance, I will say.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like everybody else, you know, you just are proud of who you are, where you're coming from. But I mean, we don't take crap from anybody. I think that's the problem.
Well, you know, my biggest problem is that in most countries, people speak English. But in France, you guys insist on speaking French, except in Paris, where you won't let us speak French.
No.
It hurts too much.
But, I mean, America becomes actually my second country, so I'm in love with you people, so I'm very...
Well, I'm in love with France, and, you know, I mean, there was just a movement in this country a while ago to change French fries to freedom fries. You know, that was kind of crazy.
Politics again.
Yes, politics, right? That was during the war, though.
That's the idiots.
Yeah, that was in Bush years.
Idiots, right?
How do you idiots.
Idiots.
Idiots, yes.
Yeah, in Washington.
The word,
right?
No, there was a second Gulf War, yeah, I think, because we French, we didn't believe that it was necessary to go back over there. So
right,
I think,
and who was right?
the French fried
people.
Yeah. French fries.
Okay, let's give it up to Belgium. They created French fries.
True.
Okay.
I was raised next to Belgium. I can tell you the best.
You notice no one's giving it up to Belgium? Well, because people don't care about
you
Belgium.
You sure it wasn't
people
the
care
Italians?
About oh. Yeah, yeah. Marco Polo brought it over from China.
Again.
So I want to introduce Minette. Chocolat.
Ah, bonsoir.
Joyeux 14 juillet.
Merci.
Ah, so tu parles français très bien.
Enfin, couramment, mais comme c'est comme ça.
Comme c'est comme ça. No, I heard her. She's, by the way, Minette is one of our therapists, okay, at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, just in case you need some therapy. Phone sex, webcam therapy, we got it all. And we're starting sext therapy. How about that? You know what that is? Sexting?
Yes,
yeah, texting.
Right.
Texting. Texting.
The question is, Minette, can you do it in French?
Yes, oui. She can. I heard her. I listened in.
So all the French-speaking people, Canada, French-Canadians, French people, French, oh, everywhere in the world, they can text you and talk to you?
Yeah. She knows dirty words, too.
In French?
Oui. A few, yeah.
Oui. Looking forward for those words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to get there. We have some absinthe to help that along. So
from France.
Yeah, from France. Right. Well, it isn't. Is it made in France? I think it's.
Yeah, it's made in France.
It is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Absinthe. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Anyway, it's the elixir of French creativity. Toulouse-Lautrec, who we have represented over to my left, didn't he drink a lot of absinthe?
He was going crazy by drinking it, actually.
He had a little too much. A little bit of anything bad is good.
But it's, you see what he painted, huh?
Yeah.
So it wasn't all that bad.
Yeah. And he was also like a dwarf, crippled, like, or something, and in a lot of pain. So.
And ugly.
He had a lot of problems.
He was an ugly Frenchman.
Yeah, you know? No. So, hey, let the guy drown his sorrows in absinthe. Why not? All right. So we're going to have a little. Maybe we should can-can before absinthe,
okay.
Just in case. You know, we're going to do a little can-can. Tasia is my lovely producer, and she looks very French tonight. And she's prepared a can-can in the traditional fashion, which I understand,
sort of, with
all due respect, well, one aspect of the traditional fashion that I don't think you will be representing at the Bastille Day in LA tomorrow. And that is that the can-can dancers don't wear panties.
No.
They don't wear panties. Your girls are going to wear panties.
They're going to wear panties, and they have layers, of course. The dress is layers, you know.
Yeah. Well, they always had the layers of dress.
Yes.
But if you were an eagle eye voyeur, you could catch a glimpse of something more shocking than stocking. You know? Yeah, I mean, this was a big deal. And, you know, like, well, I mean, not that you'd see very much, because the French are very hairy. And they didn't shave back then. So I'm sure you just saw this big, like a beaver. And as the ladies going, whoa, whoa. And, wow, it was revolutionary. And when did the can-can get going? Like sometime?
Oh, it's a late 19th century. Yeah, and it was actually forbidden, actually. A lot of women get in jail for that. Yeah.
That's, because they're, you know, revealing their beavers right there. Right. And you know anything about can-can? We should know. Anybody know any can-can trivia? Kong-kong?
Kong-kong, yeah.
Kong-kong? No.
But it was part of the cabaret.
Yeah, I was going to say like the Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm.
And the first one was Le Chat Noir.
Yes.
That was the first cabaret ever, you know, in Paris.
The Black Cat.
The Black Cat, yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ah. And then that's how sort of the Crazy Horse Paris also kind of derived from that can-can.
Yeah, and we have actually in France, if you go into Paris, and so maybe for Princess, make sure you go to the red district. It's called Le Pigalle.
Uh-huh.
Le Pigalle, right.
Exactly. It's our red district. And you will have actually all the initial, original French cabaret, Moulin Rouge, Crazy Horse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you will enjoy it. It's not only beautiful, but
well,
it's also entertaining.
They have the original French cabaret, and they have a lot of just hot strippers.
I will say this. I do remember this from France. Ready? I'm so excited. Their girls dancing, like, if you go to a retail fashion show here in the U.S., you have the mannequins posing. But in France, instead of having mannequins, they actually have live girls just topless, just you know, just kind of exotic dancing. I can't, don't remember where, but I do remember that.
I want to see that.
So that's pretty awesome.
Mm. Yeah, we do a lot of topless. We're not afraid to show nipples.
Right, all over the beach.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. It's totally cool.
It's French nudity.
Right. Is there a phrase for that? It's just French topless.
I mean, you can translate it. Yeah.
French bathing suit. Is that like a topless bathing suit?
Monokini. Monokini.
Monokini.
Yeah. Instead of bikini, you got two pieces. Monokini, you have only one piece, and it's the bottom one. Monokini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monokini without the top. Now I just saw a flash of a very French-looking Tasia back there. Tasia, we're ready for our con-con. Maybe she doesn't know what can. Okay. And she's wearing a beret that actually I got in France when Max was hiding out in France. Look at this here. Where can we? Who's shooting now? Nobody. Okay. Ah, here you go. There she is. Très jolie.
Actually, yeah, she looks like the girl on the Bastille Day for Tomorrow.
She does.
Yeah.
Did you get inspired by that?
Actually, yeah. We get inspired by you now.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I think we're ready for our can-can. I don't know if you want to grab a microphone for a sec here and just explain that this is completely spontaneous.
Yeah, I just had the girls take their panties off and get ready to kick.
Okay. Everybody's going to kick. All right. So everybody can come up here. I guess all the can-can girls.
All the can-can
rise.
Girls. Can-can.
That would be Princess, Felicity Jade, and Bella, Luciano, Bella, and Kitty, Twinkle Toes. She's putting on her toe shoes for this. And I am going to just sit back and observe this amazing experience of...
Is he going to be over French con-con music?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, yes. So we have a complete orchestra here.
Yeah. Con-con.
Coming all the way from France. They're sitting in the orchestra pit over there.
They look very French, by the way.
Yes. There's a lot of Frenchness going on here. And okay, so now Tasia's putting on a skirt, because you got to have a skirt, I guess, to do the can-can.
Yeah, but... have a built-in panty, so we're just going to have to pull them to the side.
Oh, you have panties. That's no fun. Okay.
That's not French.
It's Twinkle Toes.
That's not very French. You don't want to use my that other little skirt I gave you, that white one? Run and get the white one. Okay. So now, who else has panties? Oh, you have panties. That's not very French. Well, we're trying to be authentic.
Exactly, or we're going to chop some heads.
You know, right.
Guillotine style.
Guillotine.
Yeah.
Or at least whack you with a baguette.
I like your style.
Yeah. So where's your family
I'd
from?
I'd like to give them a baguette.
Actually, my grandparents were from Algeria. It was a French colony.
Oh, of course.
Until 1962.
Right. And what is that wonderful movie that was made about Algiers? An old
Battle of Algiers?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really great movie. I don't remember anything about it except that it was great. And in black and white.
Black and white, Italian director. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Princess.
Oh, yeah, play with my baguette. Oh, Princess, you want to see my titties? It's very French to show your nipples.
Monokini.
Yeah, well, not quite, but... yeah, can I see yours? Oh, very nice. Ah. Look at that, Princess. Beautiful.
Bonbon.
Hold on, wee-wee means something different in the U.S., right?
Oh, yeah, wee-wee, right. Yeah.
Well, it's very French to be topless. Where's the microphone? Where did that go? That's over there. Can I have that mic?
So, Princess, I have you on my website now as one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yes, you're one of
Not many women are on that website with that title.
Top women.
Not even Brigitte Bardot.
Yes, Brigitte Bardot
actually,
is the other
Bardot
one.
Brigitte Bardot is one. Yeah.
Yeah, you. Yeah, she does. You do look like Brigitte Bardot.
Very
yeah.
like Brigitte Bardot. You got to have a look at her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have to Google that.
Yes. Oh, definitely. And so now here we go. Yeah. Well, all right, all right. So we're all set. We've got our little skirts on. So, ladies, I think you're going to participate. Are you ready? Have you ever can-can before?
I never have.
You've never can-can. Yeah. Okay, you seem like you have the shoes. And have you ever can-can?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well.
I don't want to get kicked in the face.
Oh.
Off they go. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, look at these lovely shoes. Wow, the shoe fetishists are going to be excited about these. All right, so you've never can-can? It's just kicking,
no.
I think.
Looks easy enough.
Okay.
Yeah, right there. You're looking great.
All right, here they go.
Music. Where's the music?
Wow.
All right,
somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, go girls, can-can, that's what I'm talking about. Here we are at Dr. Susan Block's Speakeasy Womb Room with Can-Can celebrating Bastille Day. Joyeux 14 juillet, joyeux jour de Bastille, les frères et les sœurs. Brothers and sisters, we are can-can in the traditional fashion without panties. Let's hear it, brothers
wow,
and sisters.
Wow, let's hear it.
Where are they served? Well, I thought that was great.
That was fun.
I mean, I only saw it from behind, but I thought it was hot. How did it look from in front?
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
I think we're going to create a real French cancan here in LA.
Right, right. This is French cancan. This is true French cancan. How did you like that?
That was fun. I'm awake now.
Okay, good. All right, so now I think we're going to have the ritual drink of Bastille Day, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the French... Bastille Day is just supposed to do all the French things at all the different periods of France. It doesn't really matter. So this is from, you know, the times of Toulouse-Lautrec and Baz Luhrmann. No, that's that director. What did he do? He did that Moulin Rouge
movie. Moulin Rouge, yeah.
Yeah, he did that movie, and didn't it have a lot of absinthe?
Drinking.
Have you ever had absinthe?
I believe I tried it once a couple years ago.
You did. I mean, it's not required. I can't force you. I don't want you to feel you have to drink anything. But would you like to try it?
I'll try it.
You,
yes.
Oh, well, you sound very eager. Okay, have you had absinthe?
I'm drinking some.
Oh, you're already having your absinthe.
Yes.
How's it affecting you?
It feels fine. It just really mellows you, and I'm calm, right?
You're calm.
Right.
Except when you're dancing.
Yeah. Well, not right now. My heart's like beating really fast, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you like the can-can? Con-con.
I could do it again.
It reminds me. I spent a lot of time in France at Cannes.
Cannes, yeah. I just came back from Cannes.
You don't say con,
because
the British say con.
Yeah.
And can is what the Americans say, and that's not right either. You have to say can. Which is challenging. Can. Very good. You could go. And that's where they have a wonderful film festival.
Yeah,
right?
I just came back from there. But also, it used to be the spot where they used to do the hot dog.
Hot dog, right.
Remember?
Which is the porn film
porn awards, yeah.
Right. They don't do that anymore?
No, actually, there was a big conflict because they were doing that during the Cannes Film Festival, and those pretty people from Cannes Film Festival, they said, we don't want porn people.
You know, sometimes those people at the Cannes Film Festival can be full of their con-cons, you know?
We actually started the press club.
We did, the Cannes Press Club.
Cannes Press Club, right.
Well, that's okay. You have the Evian Award now.
Well, yeah. Well, do they go to France?
No, they're in Vegas.
Right, well, no, I know that.
But they have a Paris Las Vegas, so they may be going over there.
Yeah, you're up for an AVN award, or you were, right?
I have been up for three or four AVN awards.
For French kissing?
Well,
one for each curve.
Partly, best lesbian sex scene. So that involves
a lot of French kissing there.
Both the top and the bottom.
Have you ever,
and the back hole.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
Yes, I have.
You have? When did you do that?
I did it for Aziani.com and as well as Howard Stern.
Ah, okay. And did you come?
I did.
Wow. All right. And how do you feel about a Sibian as opposed to, like...
I prefer my little mini bullets, but a Sibian works.
Okay. Have you ever tried a Sibian?
I haven't, no.
Oh. Maybe you will tonight. That's the only act that can follow Eric John, the Assyrian. Okay, so we have some absinthe here. And look at the way she's doing. Can somebody take a picture of her making the absinthe here? Hang on, let me just...
And that's the real original.
This is a little cooking show now. So how are we making this here?
We pour in absinthe in the cup, and then I pour cold water over the ice cube into the absinthe, and it turns from a see-through green to the opaque, or maybe not opaque.
And does drinking it make you talk like that?
And then you set it on fire.
Oh, wow, you just set it on fire. See, all the elements. Okay, so who's going to be the first? This is quite a bit of absinthe here.
No, it's mostly water.
Chug it.
It's mostly water, okay.
You can't drink it straight, otherwise.
All right.
You'll die.
This is the absinthe that is made with wormwood.
Petite wormwood.
Yeah.
So okay. It is slightly hallucinogenic.
Yes,
you're going to try. She's very game. All right. No, you're not allowed until you take your skirt, your outfit off. Well, I mean, how much...
Get
there,
naked.
The top.
Naked.
The top.
Naked
the top
is
off.
The word.
Thank you. But you did it the real way, and I appreciate that.
Yes,
it's the old-fashioned way.
I love absinthe.
You're a very classy man.
Whoa! Oh, I bumped into the legendary backpack of AJ. Oh, my God. I think I'm cursed. No. Okay, who's next?
Now
who am I giving this to now?
Yeah, it's also made with the anise?
Anise.
Does that have something to do with an anus?
Yeah,
right?
It could be. Well, you drink enough of it, it will.
Okay, so who wants... Would you like to
So it has a slight licorice or sambuco, uzo...
Anisette.
Anisette.
We have the
pastis. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly the same flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you taste yours?
No, I was waiting for the ladies. You know.
Oh, we're going to toast together?
In my country, we do...
We have enough for everyone.
I think so.
Ladies first.
Or actually, maybe I'm supposed to have the one that has the words on.
That's the one.
That's the one.
You
so
got the right
one.
Here's yours.
You got yours.
Stir your sugar in there.
Yeah.
Okay. And...
And one's mine? No, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so, you know, they say the French are the inventors of French toast.
No. Sorry, no.
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 Who is?
The Belgium.
Belgians also?
I think it's Swedish.
Yeah, but you know what we... Okay, now you want to hear the story about the French toast?
No, I don't. I want to make a toast.
Okay, make a toast to the French toast.
So that we can start drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can we have a toast in French from one of the French speakers?
Aux chevaux? Aux escaliers, aux femmes, et à tout ce que je monte. So to the horses, to the stairs, and to the women, and everything that can jump on it.
Oh! Wow.
Is that lovely?
It's amazing.
It's nice.
Isn't that great?
It's
très
bon.
Merci.
In France, they won't allow you to drink more than three drinks in a club.
Yeah.
Toulouse-Lautrec, who was always drinking it.
But they changed the formula. The one that Toulouse-Lautrec used to drink was very, very dangerous. Now, the way we drink it now, it's more settled.
Right. They brought down the amount of wormwood that's in there. The Swiss still make it the old way, and it's terrible.
And they see pink elephants everywhere.
Yeah.
The Swiss.
Yeah. This is real.
This is real. This is real
absinthe. This is real absinthe, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell by how it tastes? No,
yes. Well, they actually do make it in different flavors. There's cinnamon. You know, the Germans use cinnamon and wintergreen and spearmint.
Yeah.
Where
it's like almost like different flavors because of different
And France though actually makes one out of like a coffee liqueur. It's called Black Cat.
Black Cat.
Yeah.
Le Chanoir.
Le
Chanoir because of the first cabaret.
Ah, the Chat Noir, the black cat. Right. All right, so how do you say Sibian in French?
Sibion. Sibion.
Sibion.
Yeah, Sibion.
And orgasm is just orgasm.
Orgasm. Orgasm.
I mean, all the good words are
and
really
fuck?
The same.
How do you say fuck?
Busy.
Busy?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Bisque?
You know, Bisque. I used to sign, I you know, baiser is also kiss, right?
Exactly.
That's so confusing.
That's
because
right.
I would sign emails like kisses,
I thought.
Like I'd say, baiser, kissing, and then people would laugh and go, oh, you want to fuck me?
If you do bisou, it's kisses.
Yes.
Right.
But baiser,
okay,
it's the slang for fuck.
Yes. What can I say about the vowels?
I mean, I excuse my French, yeah.
Excuse your French, right. Right.
Busy, fuck it.
Why are the French considered the experts in love?
You're asking me the question. Or you, I don't know, you tell me.
Is it the language? It's the language, is it?
I think it's the accent, the language,
the,
yeah.
If you're going to hold the microphone, can you hold it for her?
I think it's because they take their time.
French take their time? Oh, are you kidding?
I can't even wait.
No.
In a second, they will drop their drawers in 2 seconds.
They're very quick.
They love quickies. Well,
remember,
I mean, if
Iman.
They have the time. But they spend so much time at dinner and lunch. You know, I mean, they spend hours eating. So they really have to have a lot of quick sex.
No,
that's
so
my experience.
You can't get a check when you go.
No. They're spending so much time eating. Not very much time working. But the eating and some sex, you know, lots of time. So.
But no, I think you mentioned a very good point. We like to take our time for everything, and including making love, yes.
Oh, well.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
I don't know about that. All I know is we had this wonderful French girl who's kind of my daughter, but not really.
Well, she's really Arab. Iman. Yeah,
she's,
Iman.
She's French. Well, she's born
Moroccan.
In France.
Moroccan.
She's
yeah,
Moroccan,
but she's French.
French.
Yes.
And she was very, very sexual. And she beautiful girl. And she would have sex just instantly. If she liked how a guy looked, she would just have sex with him.
At the drop of a baguette.
And once, really.
It's very French.
She'd be down
there
on that baguette. Sucking that Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
I tell you. And so one day, I think, I don't know who asked her, but why do you do this? And she says, for the pleasure.
French toast.
Yeah,
for the pleasure. And I mean, but instantly. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, she's playing with the baguette.
Yeah, play with the baguette. You look good with that baguette. Yeah, well, everyone can have a baguette. We have enough. And I think they're too dry to eat anyway.
So you might as well
moisten them up with your pussies and.
It's called the French juice.
Right.
The French juice.
They're so dry, you know. But, yeah.
Right.
So I think now we're all going to...
Is it legal to have
sex? It's a cooking show now. It's a French cooking show.
Yes. Okay, everybody stroke their baguette now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're doing the French way, yeah.
The French way is like up here? Or?
No, it's two hands.
Isn't the French way to have one hand with absinthe?
And the other one with a cigarette.
Yeah.
But then how do you stroke if you have it?
You get a girl to do that for you. It's called a hand job. Le hand job.
So Derek in Florida wants to know, how do I not feel ashamed about having a foot fetish?
Who's this?
Don't.
And that reminds me, we have a webcam guest.
That's
good,
hot.
Good advice.
Right? Where is she? Okay.
No.
Who is she?
What?
Never got a hold of her.
She did.
We called, no response. No.
Really?
Nothing. Right.
Okay. Well, who was it? Aiden Aspen. Hi. She's been tweeting and retweeting about doing it. So I don't know, but Aiden, if you're there, you know, Skype into us. But in the meantime, Derek.
She was worried about all those baguettes that were here.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Derek, is he on the line? Can we hear from him?
Don't be afraid of foot fetish.
Oh, my God, no. Here, you have a microphone?
Because you have a French pedicure.
Can we hear Derek?
I don't know if you can get it close up, but I have, like, rattles.
You have the greatest feet. Everyone show feet.
Oh, yeah. French pedicure.
Oh, look at those
everywhere.
Toes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look at it.
So why are you calling it a French pedicure and French manicure?
French pedicure. Right.
Why?
Well, none of us seem to have it. Oh, do you have a French pedicure? Nobody has it. Because it's, you know, very delicate.
Hey, Nori. We can't get
here. Soles of the feet now. Yeah. Okay, end point. Yeah. Releve. Why is ballet French? Ballet is this whole French thing.
Ballet, terminology is all in France.
I guess they invented ballet. Or did the Belgians do that?
No, it's the French.
It was the French, not the Belgians.
Petit
okay.
Jeté, Grand Jeté.
Okay, call us back.
And
we just
Grand Jeté, Joffrey Ballet.
Petit Jeté?
Yes.
Joffrey Ballet. They're kind of French. Joffrey.
You know how we call the male ballet?
French by way of New York, right?
A men ballet, you know, is le rat, le petit rat.
Yeah.
It's a rat.
What does that mean?
The French rat. I mean, it's a little rat.
A little rat.
A male dancer. Barashlikov was a rat.
Here we call faggots.
Barashlikov
is a rat.
He is, because he's tiny, but he's fucking awesome.
No offense, hey, I'm a great.
I was thinking he was a rat in the Soviet sense.
But jokes are jokes.
No, right. On the ballerina sense, yeah.
In the ballerina sense. Yeah. Or the ballerini.
In the ballet. Prima ballerina. But in his term, he would be a prima ballerino.
Primo.
Oh. Oh, primo.
It's Italian.
Ooh, and you know, there's a lot of guys that have a fetish for ballet
dancing.
Yes,
davvero,
ma no.
Sì, perché sono francese.
Francese, parlo italiano, guarda che roba.
E sono pericoloso.
Pericoloso.
Uh-oh, we're going into the wrong language.
Oh, sorry.
That's for Columbus Day. Yeah.
Okay. I guess having high arches or, you know, kind of... You know,
and the pain. I think there are
some cameras on these toes
foot fetishes.
Here.
I love that.
Some sadistic look at these feet fetishes. Oh, oh. Yes.
Oh. Hurt yourself.
Think about how you're hurting that. Whoa. And it's just beautiful, actually. Oh. You know, it's just a very beautiful thing.
Are we kidding?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Are you holding your baguette?
I think the ocean.
Oh, I like how you're holding your baguette.
Stroking her baguette.
Struck.
Subconsciously.
I love the ass crack, too.
Oh, where's that?
Yeah, that's really hot.
That was Greek. That was Greek.
It's a little Greek thing. You know, we speak a little Italian. We have a little Greek.
It's a little
sex.
Greek in her.
It's all or part of
European community.
No, Bastille Day. The European community, right. Right. We're all kind of melding into a global village. All right, so back to the Sibian.
Le Sibian.
So we have two Sibian veterans here, and one. Now you squirted on the Sibian last week.
Last week, yeah.
You did. Yeah. That was quite an experience.
Yes.
Do you care to relate that to describe that experience?
Pretty much the bunny next to me. I just told her I highly, highly recommend you get out of my way because it's gonna get messy. And she's like, No. It's okay.
She was a bunny, a Playboy bunny.
Yes. But she seemed a little timid, and I'm like, really, really? I'm highly suggesting you get out of the way because it's going to get dirty, but in a good way or bad way.
Oh, it was very clean. It was just female ejaculation. How do you say that in French?
Not dirty.
Ejaculation féminine.
Ejaculation féminine.
Yes,
or squirting. How would you say squirting? Comment se dit?
No, there is. Actually, we're using the American one, the English word for squirting, even in France
you
now.
You say squirting.
Or you no, say, we say also no, we say, ejaculation.
No, yeah, ejaculation, but we say squirting.
Squirting.
Oh, see, you're so...
Ejaculation.
We copy each other, you know. Yeah. Okay, so are you ready to... You don't have to squirt. Or do you ever squirt?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh!
No.
You
don't.
Whoa.
Should I bring the umbrella?
How long have you been in the porno world?
Almost a year.
Oh, that's it. Here. Okay. Well, you have much to learn and discover.
Yeah.
So now you're, Eric John wore you out. So he said. So the only thing to revive you is a Sibian. And that might mean that he just, as Teja said, warmed you up. So here we go. Are you ready to ride? Okay, ladies, you can help her out here.
Do you want a baguette?
You want a baguette to insert?
You choose your French baguette wisely.
You what?
Look size doesn't matter.
Okay.
Even in France.
And you should just take off your... Oh, look, I love the way you've got the baguette against the dildos.
Where's the
cigarette? Emphasizing the phallic thing.
This
you know,
is pony play.
Every culture has their phallic symbols.
Yeah.
And France certainly has an abundance.
Because it was about power.
Yes. Well, isn't it still?
Teja. Wait. Princess.
Oh, princess.
Yes. Princess. Oh, my God, princess.
She's going to choose her baguette.
Princess. Just looking at Princess, looking at dildos is just fun.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back shortly.
Woo! Okay, so I think we need a little more French music for Bella to strip off her slip.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so a little more, anything French, anything. A little.
Do you want me to sing in French too?
Okay, you can sing.
Oh, God. I think the absinthe is kicking in.
Yeah.
Mademoiselle, mon amour,
est aussi sage que le jour
de
ma première communion. Mademoiselle, mon bonheur est étrange comme une fleur dont on ne saurait pas le nom. Mademoiselle, mon avenir.
Do we need a condom for that?
Aussi joli.
Yes, condom, please. I'll put it on. Chanson.
Oh, princess.
Put it on with the French kids.
No, you're supposed to be doing a strip tease right now. Right over here.
A French one.
If you didn't know, your job. Burlesque.
That's very en français. Mon avenir
est tendre comme un sourire.
Un gonc à garder. Ouh là là.
Ouh là là.
Mademoiselle, mon bonheur est aussi rare qu'un trotteur.
Très belle.
Très belle, très belle.
Bravo.
Let's hear it for
Mademoiselle.
Luciano. All right, and I should go over here. Let's open up the
baguette.
Festivities here. Actually, you don't need this. All right. You wanted an attachment. You got an attachment. All right, so are you going to hold the microphone for her?
I will be holding
you
the microphone.
You will be the microphone holder. Yes. And you are now going to ascend the Sibienne. Yes. Okay. She wants you to ride with her. Oh, but then you're... Okay.
They're going to both try at the same time?
Well, yeah. The only thing is when you do that, we can't see because everybody is squished against each other.
That's all right. We can just
and this is time for exhibition.
Look at those pretty faces.
Well, when I did it on Howard Stern, like one of us was riding it and the other one was just behind.
Oh, you could get behind
fingers
her.
And just
hey,
kissing the neck.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever right. Howard Sperm Come does, on. You know.
Come around.
Whatever he does, we do better.
It's what we were doing.
Whatever he does, we do better, right?
Right. That's
yeah, yeah.
It.
It's like
Bastille this time.
It really doesn't matter
Since
if you guys come as long
he won't have us on his program this hour.
So...
She just wants to come from watching.
Okay, so, and the lovely Kitty has taken off her clothing.
Oui. It's le double plaisir.
Okay. And it's being inserted.
Ah, oui, oui, c'est bon. C'est très bon. Okay.
I feel overdressed.
Yes, you are. I am going to pull out
Princess,
my nipples.
You look
Do the
beautiful.
Monokini.
Aïe, aïe, aïe.
And here we go. Brothers and sisters,
oh,
les frères et les sœurs, we are going to turn it on now.
Ah, princess, oh my heart. God.
Here we go.
It's palpitating.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, it's intense.
There she goes.
Allons, enfants de la patrie. Le jour de gloire est arrivé.
Oh, my God.
You take that, Howard.
Exactly, we double it. Contre nous de la tyrannie, l'étendard sanglant élevé.
I love it.
L'étendard sanglant élevé.
Okay, tweet about this, Minette.
French elephant.
The Marseillais.
The Marseillais, oui.
Sing for us, please.
Allons, enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé. Contre nous de la tyrannie, l'étendard sanglant élevé. L'étendard sanglant élevé.
Wow, what's going on?
Squirting.
Ces féroces soldats, ils viennent jusque dans vos bras, égorger vos fils et vos compagnes, aux armes citoyens. Formez vos bataillons.
She was squirting and she wasn't even Qu'un sang
impur.
That was great. Your ride got aborted.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
Okay.
Let's do it again. I missed it.
No, actually, her whole Bella's ride got aborted.
I know.
So we need to get a new condom.
Please, exploded le condom. La capote.
Well, let's hear it for Bella.
Bravo!
Yeah, oui. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Suivant.
She's
la.
Squirting. She
really?
Couldn't help it.
I didn't have
squirting. My... Squirting. Had to squirt.
I didn't have my umbrella.
Oh, squirting.
It sounds like a French weather. Raining.
She's just irrepressible.
Y avait une éjaculation féminine?
Squirting, éjaculate féminine. That's what was going on here.
Oui, oui. We didn't see it from here.
Well, it was slight. It was a sort of a...
C'était une éjaculation féminine timide.
No, I don't know if it was timide. It was pretty brazen.
Not too timide.
It wasn't too timide, but it was not... It was like a bubbling brook as opposed to a geyser.
Bubbling brook.
It was a bubbling brook.
You put it very nicely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very Frenchly.
Yeah, I got
very Frenchly. Isn't she great?
Okay. So we did not get to have Bella experience the full experience here. So, but now, okay. So we need a... Tayshia's very good at this.
Who's controlling the Sibion? La maîtresse du Sibion. La maîtresse.
The controller.
La maîtresse.
Right. So right now, I think we do have a caller on the line, do we? Is he there? Or do we drop him? While we're switching the... We had a little female ejaculation, folks. Nothing that can't be cleaned up with a few baby wipes. Uh-huh. There you
call
go. Be very French about it. Yeah.
The French maid. Call the French maid.
Yeah. Wipe your crotch. Yeah. Go. It's the French way.
What is that?
The French
hello?
The French wipe.
The douche.
La douche.
La douche.
La douche.
Fermez la douche.
La bouche. La bouche.
There she is.
Twinkle toes.
I think you need a French maid to clean that mess.
Yeah.
You need a French maid to clean that mess.
Okay. Well, we have a French maid, except she doesn't have a French maid's outfit on. But, okay. So, do we have Derek? Derek or Mike? Who is it? Derek or
hey,
Mike?
Hey, Derek.
Derek.
Okay, now you were talking about a foot fetish, and now we have like a lot of naked people. But we had a bunch of feet out before, and so we're totally into foot fetish.
You too.
Very well said. Do you have a question or something to, you know?
How do I get over being embarrassed about it?
How do you get over being embarrassed? Well, like the hottest women in the world like foot fetishes because we all need a foot rub because we all wear high heels.
Right.
And we all have feet.
And also they're all cute little girls.
And we're running around and we're dancing, we're doing the can-can, you know, and so after a good can-can, you need a good foot rub, and after a good foot rub, you do it the French way and you suck on the toes. I would say that is French foot sex.
Sucking on toes.
Is that what you like to do? Just guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you know, you don't have to be ashamed, Brother Derek.
Don't be ashamed.
Say, I am a foot fetishist, and I am not ashamed.
Say that.
Can you say that?
I like foot fetish, and I'm not ashamed.
Yes, bravo. Yes, Brother Derek.
Bravo, hello. Mon frère. Mon frère Derek, bravo.
Yeah, joyeux.
joyeux, bravo.
that's great, Derek. You know, that's the first step, is just say that every day. It's like an affirmation. And it's true. There is nothing to be ashamed. I mean,
don't say that
you're
at
not
the
a
office.
Murderer. You're not a war criminal. You're right. not even one of those Wall Street guys that's stealing all our money.
Right.
You know, you're just a foot fetishist. Right. And I don't mean just like, I just mean you're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And
be hey, French.
Be French. What does that mean?
It means do whatever you want, whenever you want.
All right.
All right.
Do whatever you want, whenever you want.
That was French.
With a French accent and a beret and a baguette, and then you can have all the foot you want. It's a beautiful thing in France.
Beautiful. All those beautiful feet.
Yes.
I like the princess feet.
With a French pedicure.
I should be showing
my feet.
Those
little toes.
Do you like bare feet, stocking feet?
Yeah, what kind of feet you like?
What do you like?
Oh. After he took the pledge, he left.
Exactly. I think he embraced the French.
He did. He took the pledge, and he freaked out. But it is a step forward, Brother Derek. Right. It is, even though you're a rude dude. And
Excuse his French.
Step forward.
Whoa. Okay. So now we are ready. Oh, look at this.
Oh, that's French fitty.
Fitty. We've got a real representation of foot fetish going on right here. That's right. We got Kitty, Twinkle Toes.
That's Twinkle Toes.
Sucking on her Twinkle Toes.
That's
Okay, Kitty Twinkle Toes, after squirting all over the Sibian, is now sucking her Twinkle Toes for Derek, even though he hung up.
Full circle.
So, Derek, you know, we got your foot in mind, okay? Okay, everybody's in on the picture. Let's do one more foot sucking picture.
I think everybody should French kiss that feet now.
Okay. Do. Yes, okay. And now we have a Sibian ride to attend to.
Yay!
Yeah, who's riding next?
Now you can be near her, but don't push her off again. Okay, you can touch her. Yeah, let her experience the Sibian.
But see, I was just.
Yeah, I know. You can't talk without the microphone. She's got the microphone here.
Don't be so French.
Yes. See?
There's nothing wrong with being French, man.
I know, and it's a French who said that to you.
Yes. Okay. So now, Bella, the Sibian awaits you for its second date. And this time, what is
round
this?
Round number two.
What is this, a bunch of paper towels or napkins?
Deuxième partie.
Deuxième partie. Okay. All right. Here we go. So now, Bella is going to ascend the Sibian one more time. And this time, you're just going to have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Here we go. Liberté, égalité, fraternité, sex!
Sex. J'aime le sex.
J'aime le sex. Ah oui.
Nous sommes tous des enfants du sexe.
That's there what Jackie go. Gleason would say.
No, can you speak French when you do that now?
Pull out your nipples. Inspire her.
Yeah, and speak French.
Oh, ah, wait.
I wish I could.
I think we have to have another Marseillais or some other French.
Again.
Frère Jacques.
Okay. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous. Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong, ding dang dong. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous. Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong, ding dang dong. I think she's gonna come because we sing in French.
Okay, stop singing for one minute.
Whoa. Beautiful.
Are they spanking with a French baguette?
Thank you.
That's the best.
Une fessée avec la baguette française.
Ah oui. The spanking avec la baguette française.
You know what time is in French, by the way? It's early enough so French people can watch it and look at it and listen to it. Oui.
Bella Jacques.
Frère Jacques, dormez-vous. Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui. Oui.
Oh my
si.
God.
Oui. Oui. Oui, c'est oui.
Oui, oui, oui.
Oui, oui, oui.
Oui, oui, oui. Oui.
Vive la Bastille. Vive la révolution.
Oui, oui, oui. Luciano.
Go Sibian.
Oh, I better turn this down.
Le Sibian a fait son travail.
The Sibian did its work.
Oh, nice.
Wait, turn around your booty.
Well, translate.
Show that booty.
It's pink.
Yeah, look at how we spanked with the baguette. C'est très français.
Très français avec la baguette.
C'est le Bastille Day, right? Your Bastille. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay, we're celebrating. You know,
that's French fetish.
There's always a fetishistic way to celebrate any holiday. Okay, and you can find it out here on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Woo! Do it.
Do it. All right. Well, we've had our Sibian rides, unless Princess wants to ride.
Yes, she does.
Princess, le Sibian, le Sibian, le Sibian.
Natasha.
Avec une cigarette, with a cigarette.
Natasha is on the phone in Miami. Hello, Natasha. Natasha, let's say hello to Natasha. She wants to know why there's so much controversy over there being proof of the G-spot and squirting, which is true. There keep being these studies done to say there is no G-spot. And yet, all these women have a G-spot. We have to be inspired by Bastille Day and the revolution and assert the existence of our G-spots. That's my opinion.
La prise du G-spot.
See, I told you it was getting political. Right, okay, so Natasha, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Natasha's
Hi.
In Florida. Isn't Princess from Florida?
I'm in Florida.
I do live in Florida. Yes.
Miami Beach.
That's like 2 hours from me.
Mm. Well, good. You gals should get together. Okay.
We should meet up at Holover Beach.
I know. Why is it that they are still debating this when it clearly exists?
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. The G-spot, we have one, okay? I have one, you have one.
Not every woman does.
Obviously, well, not every woman knows how to find it. And maybe not every woman has one, I guess, you know? But what do
princess.
We got? We got some G-spot going on here? We got Princess just taking off her clothes.
Oh, Princess.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Look at this beauty here.
Wow, look at her.
You're right. There is a G-spot, and they just want to say it doesn't exist, just like... You know, I mean, they used to call women nymphomaniacs. They just want to say that women just aren't as sexual as we really are. And I think they like to say, hey, honey, just don't worry about finding your G-spot. It doesn't even exist. It's just the invention of porn stars and sex therapists.
Jerks.
And
no, yeah, exactly.
That's what those studies say, and they're ridiculous.
To have babies and that's it.
They're stupid studies. Don't believe them, and just keep asserting your G-spot and write letters to the editor.
And Susie, I have a question for you.
They were written by Christians.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Do you think girls with bigger clits have more clit or G-spot stimulation?
Clit.
Well, certainly if you have a big clit.
It's more on the outside.
Yeah,
that's
but you know, here's the thing. Is the clit is the outside of the G-spot. It's all one organ, which is the clit is on the outside, and then the underside of the clit inside of the vagina is the G-spot. So really, some people, some women, come from clit stimulation in their G-spot. And that's what you experience, right?
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
Mine.
Right. Well, some women come from clitorial, vaginally, and anally because they're just so sensitive.
Well, we come all kinds of ways, baby. But, yeah,
do.
I mean, there's certainly an inner part of the clitoris that is the G-spot that not everyone's is going to be as big as everyone else's. Just like you say, Princess, sometimes you have a big clit or big labia, and not everyone has big clit, big labia, not everyone has a big G-spot.
I don't think size has to do with it because I am the tiniest clit you've ever seen, but this is what I want to know. Have you found that once a woman has squirted that her pussy now becomes more receptive and she can come more easily and continue to squirt more easily from...
Yes, Sister Natasha. And that might be one reason you're so into your G-spot is because your clit is not that big. So you go more for the G-spot.
That's what I was
Because your G-spot might be bigger. Maybe the body of your clitoral G-spot structure there is inside. So that's why you're more G-spot oriented. I think we all have G-spots just like we all have clits and we all have labia. It's just like some women don't have big labia. Some women don't have big G-spots. Some women don't have big clits. So wherever you got the most area is probably the area to stimulate the most, you know, just because it's easier. You got more area there, I guess. Right. But Natasha, thank you for calling. Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
I have never ridden a Sibian.
Well, no, it can get your G-spot, baby. Although the princess is going to ride it without the
princess is going to ride the Sibian?
The penetration.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to ride
that's
it.
That's going to be dirty.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Can I handle the controls? Because I'm a little on the sensitive side.
She's a control freak.
Well, you're a control freak, princess, so you can.
Give it a stick shift, baby.
And you're an experienced, you know, Sibianite. Yeah. So I'll just enjoy the ride and play with my baguette.
But you're going to have to say all the French expression you know.
I'll hold the microphone so we can hear
French toes, French keys.
Oohs and ahs. So Natasha, thank you. I'm gonna watch Princess ride the Sibian now. Thank you, and keep in touch, and keep on. Do you squirt, by the way? Oops. We'll have to find that out next week. All right. Go for the G spot. Go for the clit. Go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples.
Right. You have no power.
Okay. Well, you have to go like this. Like that. There you go. Okay. Here we go. We have power, baby. You just have to turn us on.
Allons enfants de la patrie,
le jour de gloire
est arrivé. Contre nous de la tyrannie, l'étendard sanglant élevé, l'étendard sanglant élevé. Oh, she's going to talk. I'm going to be able to shut up.
She's sighing. Yeah. I do want to hear the little sigh.
Please, yeah. Okay. The French sigh. I want French moaning.
Spank me.
With the baguette.
Allez, la princesse.
Spank me with your breadstick.
But in French.
This is the French way.
How do you say spank me with breadstick in French?
Spank moi avec le pain.
Spank moi la fessée.
Non, spank moi avec le pain.
Donne-moi la fessée.
Donne-moi la fessée.
La fessée avec la baguette.
Avec la baguette.
Donne-moi la fessée avec la baguette, princesse.
Donne-moi la fessée avec la baguette.
Donne-moi la fessée avec la baguette, princesse.
There's no way in hell I'm going to pull that
exactly
off.
That's why I'm here. That's
why. Donne-moi la fessée avec la baguette.
You're on the Sibian. I'm doing the talk.
Okay. Say it slow and I'll try to copy you.
Donne-moi la fessée. Okay, no, we're going to make
say
it easy.
Four syllables at once.
Fesse-moi.
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 All right, princess said spank me in French. Yeah!
Woohoo! Woo!
Ah. Donne-moi. Fesse-moi. Fesse-moi.
What was the last part?
Baguette, baguette.
Baguette.
You know the baguette. You know that one. The one that's spanking you right now.
Okay.
Okay, let's
or if you want to go even more fetish, is puni-moi. It's punish me. Puni-moi.
Puni-moi.
Avec la baguette. I think we're going to have some color from France soon, I'm telling you.
We've got Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte Bardot. Elle est sur le Sibian en train de se faire fesser avec une baguette. You broke the bread? Tu as cassé la baguette?
How do you say broke the bread? Broke the baguette
don't worry
over my
about
ass.
Tu as cassé la baguette sur ton cucu.
We have another baguette for you.
I remember that we cannot do the same show tomorrow at the Bastille Day tomorrow.
No.
Oh, look at her.
Allez, princesse. Allez, princesse. Allez, princesse.
Les princesses. Ah oui.
Allez, princesse.
Look at her.
Donne-toi une... Allez, une fessée à princesse.
Princess.
Allez, une fessée à princesse. Plus fort, princesse. Plus fort. Plus fort.
She's so hot.
Plus fort, princesse.
Look at her.
La fessée est ta princesse.
Oh, yes.
Oui, oui, oui.
Not what got me into princess.
Princesse, oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Wow,
oui.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Oui. Princesse, en français.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Oui. Princesse va jouer. Oui. Princesse, tu as joué en français.
Ah, wow, wow, oui.
Whoa. Let's hear it for a princess.
Bravo, princesse.
We will keep our royalty here on the Dr. Seuss.
Princesse. I think it's
beautiful,
because we
princess.
Spoke French to you, princess.
The Sibian wins again. How was that?
It's still going.
Oh, look at that big clip.
Wow.
Princesse.
It's pulsating.
Princesse, do you want to know how we say pussy in French?
Ah,
la chatte.
La chatte.
Yes.
What?
Oui, la chatte. La chatte.
Miley chat is happy.
Say that again.
La chatte.
Miley chat is happy.
The female cat. La chatte.
La
chatte.
La
chatte.
La chatte.
La chatte de princesse. Oui, princesse.
Look at this princess.
Princesse, speak French now.
I'm just in love with her. She's beautiful.
You can't.
Her big fat clit.
Le gros clitoris.
Sweet, svelte little princess has a big fat clitty. Oh, yes. Look at
I'm
that.
Surprised nobody French keys that clit.
Oh, oui.
Oh, my goodness.
It's French.
Permission. French baiser.
French keys.
Permission. Oui, oui. Hey, hey.
Sorry.
I'll give you a French kiss.
Wow, beautiful.
The French kiss, clit. Le clitoris.
Okay. Ah. I'll give her a French kiss.
This is français. Le French kiss du clitoris.
Woo.
Oui, bravo.
You're great.
Yeah, princess.
Yeah. Big hand.
Big hand.
La bravo. Yeah.
La
baguette avec princesse et son clitoris.
Beautiful.
Delicious.
Bravo, princesse.
C'est
bravo,
bon,
princesse.
But you know what? You didn't smoke a cigarette at the same
All right.
time.
And, we have...
Electronic cigarettes. Oh, look.
Teja, do we have a cigarette for princess?
Le tour Eiffel?
La tour Eiffel.
Eiffel. Le tour
Eiffel.
Now...
Who's going to jump on the tour Eiffel?
Le tour Eiffel.
Princesse, that's going to be sexy with the cigarette.
La baguette.
La baguette et la cigarette.
La baguette et la cigarette.
No, the baguette.
Le tour Eiffel.
The princess, look at her.
Oh. Did you put it in your Greek way and a French way?
Multicultural.
I think the baguette should be in the la chatte.
This is from Fresh and Easy, these baguettes.
The baguette and
I
the
love
chat,
French
they could get very crummy,
I think
though.
It's French easy and easy. French and easy.
Fresh girls and...
Oh, where did that microphone go?
I mean, French and easy.
This is going to be French and easy.
Look at these baguettes.
Have you ever had a baguette way?
That's the French diable.
I'm multitasking here.
Yeah. Oh, and you've got a cigarette. That's very French.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
French.
We could light it.
Yeah.
No, I don't smoke.
Oh, you don't smoke?
No,
she's doing some weird stuff with the baguette.
Okay, now we have baguette
light
kits.
It and I'll have
We've
some
had
baguette.
It would be hot.
Known about baguette.
That
kits.
Would, in a way, kind of be a sex act, right?
This
if
is
I'm,
a sex.
If I'm stroking
sex,
the baguette
a,
while yeah. feeding someone else a cigarette.
After a sex, after love, making love, we smoke a cigarette.
That's what French people do.
Yeah.
I should start smoking.
A Gaulois. Gaulois.
Le boudoir.
Gaulois.
Le Gauloise. La Gauloise.
Those terrible blue cigarettes with no filters.
You know what a Gauloise means?
A Gaulois. G-A-U-L-O-I-S.
It's gypsy. It's the gypsy.
Oh, is it?
Gauloise. No, la Gauloise is from Gal. It's the old French.
Max, do you want to say something about France?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm Italian, okay? I hate Italians.
Tutto va bene.
So when I became a fugitive from American law, for publishing sex things, I ran off to France. And so I lived in Cannes, France.
Nice place.
Right?
Con.
On the very, very tippy top on the Sequette.
In actually a former prison?
Or? Yeah, former prison. So I served my time.
Right. You know.
But then I was constantly moving because I thought I was the greatest fugitive the world had ever known. Nobody gave a shit that I was a fugitive. So I moved to Paris.
We love you.
Yeah. Aww.
I moved to Paris, and I went to an internet cafe. And they had these gates and stuff, and I thought it was a place where you change money. And the guy spoke English. He goes, no, I actually have a radio station. This was right after 9/11. So he says, would you like to do a show? I said, well, I don't speak any French whatsoever, and I wouldn't want to offend my French host. Plus, you know, I'm a fugitive. So he said, no, go ahead and do the show. You know, so I went on the air. And I said, bonsoir, moi, American idiot.
You want me to translate that one?
I said that just like that. And I said, I don't speak French. I speak some English. And the phones lit up. The phones lit up. And for the first time in France, everybody was talking English to me. And they're going, what do you think about this, the war and this?
We did a whole exhibit.
Yeah, we did an exhibit there. And
art bombs in Con.
Art bombs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Against the war. When we felt that it was important for us to maintain the friendship of the U.S. and France our president was basically calling, you know, French fries freedom fries. And, I mean, if he called them Belgian fries, okay, he's going for accuracy. But freedom fries is just stupid, right?
But yeah. you know, it's about making love, not the war.
So, yeah. So
we know that here.
And
so they asked me, what do Americans want? And I said, we want all your candy and your baguettes.
That's cute.
Yeah, we want everything. And then the next call says, what should we do? I said, you have to be very careful. Very careful, because George Bush has seen the oil well that you have in the center of Paris.
That oil well.
Well, we don't
by the
have
Louvre.
An oil well. We have a tower, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but George thinks that's an oil well, and he's going to bomb France tomorrow.
Or at least invaded France and Paris.
And they went crazy. I lived in Cannes, and I lived in down the road there, and I went to this restaurant every night for 6 months, and the girl was beautiful. The waitress was beautiful, and one night, she never spoke to me, not a word.
Were you taking my Eiffel Tower?
French don't ask you nothing. You could be a fugitive, a terrorist. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter, you know? And so after about 6 months, I said, it's very bon. Everything's bon.
C'est très bon.
I speak English, okay?
And maintenant,
anyway, I love the French.
Nous avons le ballerina, le ballet, le ballet français avec nudité.
Avec le ballet nu.
Nu, le ballet nu, avec Kitty Twinkle Toes.
Oui.
Big hand.
Okay. And
wow.
Should we have a French song?
You guys getting those twinkle toes down there, camera people? There's some
toes of
twinkling.
We're going to have a French song, and then we're going to say au revoir.
Wow, that was great.
Okay.
That was great.
Here we go.
The beauty.
On a la belle vue.
Here she is.
On a la vue
de la... Twinkle Toes on her twinkle toes is going to... After squirting all
music,
over the Sibian.
Musica maestro.
La musique française.
Dance around. Frère Jacques.
Que frère. Oh, it's Edith Piaf. Edith Piaf.
Yeah.
Edith Piaf. Oui, oui.
And she thinks of a Paris.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. J'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires.
Oui, oui.
C'est merveilleux. C'est beau l'amour.
C'est
l'amour.
C'est beau l'amour et les ballets.
Ces gens qui me bousculent.
Et le pôle.
Étourdi, désemparé, je reste là.
Et les pinous.
Quand soudain, je me retourne, il se recule.
Oh, oui, oui. La la, oh, elle est poussée.
Et la chatte.
You know, the can-can started with, you know, kicking up the skirt, showing the pussy, yeah, under the slips, under the crinolines, under the lace. And now we do away with the crinolines, and we just have a pussy. Great.
La chatte.
La chatte. Kitty, kitty, twinkle toes. Oui, oui, oui. Et parfois soulever nos deux corps enlacés sans bord. Avec Edith Piaf. Et on tombe tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Whoa, what a body.
Woo! Bravo!
Bravo, bravo!
Bravo, Kitty!
Bravissima, Kitty Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle toes.
And, oh, mesdames et messieurs, delicious, merci beaucoup.
Mes frères et sœurs.
Mes frères et mes sœurs. Ah, oui, oui. Maintenant, je veux merci à les bonobos.
Remercier.
That was great.
Tu
beautiful
connais les singes bonobos?
Le singe, oui.
Oui, oui. Ah, oui.
Bonobo, le singe.
Le singe bonobo est le faire l'amour, pas la guerre.
Oui.
Faire l'amour, pas la guerre. Faire l'amour, pas la guerre. Faire l'amour, pas la guerre. Faire l'amour.
Mais. Comme à la guerre.
Comment?
Hein?
L'amour comme à la guerre.
L'amour comme la, à la guerre. Oh, well, not mine. Oh, well, honey, that's a whole other show.
It's next week's show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Princess.
Well, l'amour can be like la guerre, because, okay, if you have a little absinthe, then no, it makes it all go away.
I got right her with
okay, not too much, though, or you'll end up like Toulouse Lautrec. Although, he was already with problems. Yeah, look at this. Tasia's got herself.
That's power with the Eiffel Tower.
An Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower power.
Shook
whoa
the Eiffel Tower power.
That's that
power
oil well that George was talking about. I recognize it.
It's you bet. Okay, so let's have everybody say goodnight. Let's have a microphone. Can we have a microphone? Where's the microphone? We lost our microphone. It's up somebody's shot. I mean, pussy.
Where's that microphone?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here, no, really. Someone is sitting on the microphone. There it is. It is up.
You need help?
Yep, the new girl in town. Okay, it's Bella. Bella was fucking the microphone. Okay. Oh, I want to hear
literally
you say that. Wait a second.
I'm sorry for fucking the microphone.
We're going to
excusez-moi.
We're going to guillotine you with baguettes. Okay, so we're going to say goodnight now. So, Princess, how did you enjoy the show tonight?
Did you have a good time?
I enjoyed it. Yeah. I was mostly a voyeur.
No, you no, wrote the simian.
I did, but
we voyeured you.
Excusez-moi, we all voyeured you.
Okay.
You
I was the voyeur.
Anyways,
great.
You can check out my website, felicityjade.com.
Where? Say it
felicityjade.com.
That would be Felicity Jade. And Princess is spelled P-R-I-N-Z-Z-E.
Or you can come to my pages and I'll send you right over to her.
Yes.
She's
okay,
beautiful.
Yeah, we should do that during the group shot. We should have some bubbles. Okay. So, yeah, we love Princess. Can we have a hand for Princess?
We love you, Princess.
We love you, Princess.
This is time number three. Princess has been on the show three times and
yeah,
we love
wonderful
her. She's one of our favorite absolute all-time guests.
I try to
guests
bring India Summer every time.
You,
maybe
you know,
next time.
We'll take whatever you bring, Princess. We'll take anything you bring. You could come dressed like a bag lady, and we would love you.
Like an old lady.
I should try
doesn't matter.
Time.
It yeah doesn't matter. It doesn't. You are just perfection, no matter what. Is she perfection?
Yes.
Parfait.
Parfait.
Excusez-moi. C'est parfait.
Parfait.
Okay.
I love you guys.
She is. You look her up. Brigitte Bardot. Brigitte, and God created woman.
Yeah. Amazing
great
movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great
and
movie.
Le Dieu.
Créa la femme.
Créa princesse. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Merci. And thank you, Girlfriends Prims, for just letting her come out here. Okay. And now
click,
we have
click
hot newbie.
Yeah.
The virgin in town. Okay. Brought, at least
Eric
didn't wear
boy,
you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to
so here she is, Bella. Luciano. How did you enjoy your first time on the Dr. Susan
Luciano
Block?
Luciano.
I liked it. I definitely want to come on again.
All right. And how about your first time on the Sibian?
Oh, my God. That thing is a monster.
And how about your first Bastille Day?
Oui, yeah. Oui.
Revolution.
How about your first absinthe?
Yeah, I love it.
This is a lot of firsts tonight, huh?
I know.
That's how you win these wars.
Popping a lot of cherries tonight.
Popping a lot of cherries. Chin chin. Okay. Or what do they say? Santé bonheur.
Santé bonheur.
It always sounds like you're talking about a boner.
Santé boner.
We always say santé boner.
I get just a boner. I could just get a boner saying that santé bonheur.
I got a boner right now.
I got a boner.
And kitty.
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 Le
petit chat.
Le petit chat avec le ballet Twinkle Toes.
Yeah.
Hi. Oui, oui. The one that squirts.
And squirt, so, the ejaculate.
Yeah. Ejaculation féminine.
Feminine.
Feminine. Yes. Ejaculation féminine.
By the way, that'll be
I would like to say I am very happy I made Princess and Bea come.
Oui!
She said she made.
Oui!
Didn't have anything to do with the Sibian.
I spanked you bitches. I'm kidding.
Right.
I love you.
No, right.
Can you say that in French?
I was on the
no,
the
I don't
left
remember how to
cheek,
say that in
okay?
French.
I know I was on the left cheek. All right. Go ahead. So how'd you enjoy tonight's show?
Well, this is my second time after just last week. Hell, I'd fucking love to come again.
Oh, yeah.
Come again. Arrivez.
Arrivez.
Yes.
Ejaculation.
Ejaculation féminine. Oui, oui. Okay. So is there anybody? Okay, you. Come on.
Yeah, thank you for celebrating Bastille Day. You just put actually another... actually, I think the highest top of the Eiffel Tower level of Bastille Day. BastilleDayLosAngeles.com. Tomorrow in LA, it's the Kenneth Hand Park, south of La Cienega. Thank you very, very much. I think I'm going home just happy with the bonheur. Happy and bonheur.
With the bonheur. With the bonheur. Oh, oui, oui. Something healthy about that. Okay, and... chocolat.
Minette.
Minette chocolat.
Minette.
C'est dingue.
C'est chocolat, Minette.
By the way, I hope Swiss to all chocolate. See you tomorrow. Please, come.
I'm going to, in my sleep.
No, come, please.
Right.
Doctor?
We'll talk about that.
Doctor, before I forget, I have some message. Yes.
Message.
I bring message from Ken Marcus.
Oh, Ken. Yeah.
Ken Marcus.
Old friend.
And he says, hello, it's been a long time.
Mon ami, Ken Marcus.
So,
bonjour. Okay, Princess. Marcus, yeah.
Princess has a message.
Hey, Ken.
I love you, Ken Marcus. I was just thinking about you the other day.
Me too.
Hey, wait a minute.
We
you know this
love
guy,
Ken Marcus.
This Ken Marcus.
Je t'aime, Ken Marcus.
I have known this guy for 35 years.
He's not that
old. We haven't
seen
him lately.
Right?
The first
yeah, he says, hi, Dr.
Right,
Susan.
Lately,
I love you.
How about lately? Yeah, maybe
and
it's
he says hi to the Max.
And he
right?
says yes, and to you, Sir Captain, yes.
Yeah,
Sir
the
Captain.
Revolutionary.
I don't know his name, I just know him by Captain.
Oh, that's Max. Captain
okay.
Max.
Captain Max.
My
Captain Max.
I know he's your husband.
C'est moi, Marie.
I know he's your husband, I just didn't know his name, I just knew
and
him by Captain.
He was a fugitive in France for like 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. You remember the story? Cannes, go to Paris,
was
the whole story.
No, she was busy.
In Italy for
she was squirting.
Oh, yeah.
But Ken Marcus says, hello, don't be a stranger.
Hello, bonjour.
I love Ken. Ken, I love you. Peace, revolution. And
celebrating Charlie's
and Bob
birthday.
Guccione, Bob Guccione, who really fucked with all the magazines back back then in the 70s. And Bob is departed.
Oh, right, and Ken shot for Bob.
And we used to
we're
going to
talk about Penthouse some other time.
So,
although Princess is a penthouse pet.
Yeah.
Susie has soft skin.
Ooh.
Oh, Princess, you know what? That is going to stay with me until next
week.
Pastille Day.
It's another year, so we'll be back here.
Oh, yeah.
You will stay with me forever.
Oh, man. You don't say that. Oh
mon Dieu.
Oh,
mon Dieu.
And Princess just feels like ambrosia. Okay. Minette Chocolat. We didn't get to hear from Minette. Minette is one of our therapists. Minette is also our editor of the blog and blah, blah, blah.
And it's the last show with Helen.
Oh yes. Helen.
Yes.
Au revoir, Helen.
And
before we speak to Minette, I won't forget Minette, but I just want to take a moment to say
thank you.
Rest in peace.
Who?
Oh, Holly.
Holly died.
Holly Stevens, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. Such a beautiful girl. Such a wonderful spirit, and she passed away of breast cancer just a few days ago, really. And, gosh, she came to us in 2004. She was on a Christmas show with Mistress Genevieve.
Right. It was one of her first shows.
It was one of her first shows, one of her first times out in the great, wonderful world of sex entertainment and sex education. And Holly was a star from the beginning.
Yeah, she was
so beautiful, this tall,
she still is. She's up
beautiful
there somewhere.
Girl, natural, all natural, blonde, and she just, Mistress Genevieve tied her up in red for Christmas, and then she peed in a glass for Sissy Maid to drink, and everybody just loved her, and she's been on the show several times, clown porn, also on with Vicky Chase and Eric John when she was part of that Charlie Sheen spoof. Yeah. And she's been on with Corpsey. She's just been such a wonderful part of our life.
And up till her dying day, she was shooting.
She was. She was always, always
woman.
Getting herself out there.
Woman.
She was a beautiful, fearless, sexual, crazy woman. A clown and a great French performer. I don't know what's French about her, except, you know, it's like,
it's Bastille Day,
I'm
so
sure, yeah, it's
so
Bastille Day,
to her.
And let us do a toast, a French toast, to Holly, Holly Stevens, Hollywood,
we'll see you soon.
The beautiful spirit, the spirit of clown porn, the spirit of love. Holly, we love you, we'll be joining you someday. In the meantime, we drink to you, we fuck to you, we love to you, Holly, Holly.
Holly. In a few minutes, we're going to take shots of everybody.
Shots.
No, not with shots.
That's right, shots. No.
After show kind of stuff.
I'm like crying.
I love you guys.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wait
it's Bastille Day.
I know, you cry on Bastille Day.
This. Yeah. I also want to say this. These women, these are the foot soldiers. These are the people that are changing the world.
George Revolution!
Vive la Révolution!
George Bush would like to take credit, but you know what? The
George Bush, isn't
the revolution,
he dead?
You know, no.
He's no more president.
No, no. The revolution...
Oh, he's on that
The revolution ranch. In the Arab world is the part of the women and opening of the curtains changing the world because we discover
Pussyland.
We discover the kitty that comes out of the bag, and once that kitty is out of that bag, it ain't never going back.
No.
And the pornographer...
The pussycat is out of the bag, and women are sexual beings.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
We have made our revolution.
That's right.
And we not every guy and not every gal can deal with it, and you can always call the Dr. Susan Block Institute of the Erotic Arts and Sciences for telephone sex therapy at 213-670-0066 if you have a problem with this.
And the
and
best part,
you can talk to me next.
The best part is, as Charlie Sheen would say, and one of our guests who is now with Charlie, Charlie Sheen would say, we're winning.
Oh, that's
Charlie. And we are
winning. Oh, yeah.
We are winning. And it's a tough fight, but we're
Holly,
winning.
We are winning.
Yeah.
Holly, thanks to you, and that you dedicated your life to this revolution, Holly, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
She did.
She died young. She died,
died young, and it had nothing to do with, of course, sex, because you get breast cancer from God knows what.
Deodorant.
Heredity.
Or something.
I don't know. Whatever. You know, or deodorant. Yeah. I don't know what you get breast cancer from. It's got nothing to do with sex, though. But, you know. No, thank you. Thank you for more absinthe.
God bless us.
All right, God has blessed us. But wait a second. I want to hear from Minette because she speaks
Minette.
Really good French. Say something in French
about
yourself.
Say something dirty in French.
Dirty.
Okay.
Dirty about yourself.
Well, see, the thing is...
Wait, that's English.
The thing is... that's
en français.
Ma mère m'a jamais appris à parler dirty en français parce que elle voulait que j'étais une femme, you know, like...
But you see what you do now to the Captain Max.
It's very exciting.
I don't know what
just
she said.
Just the French. Okay.
But
okay, continue.
I do know how to say salope.
Sign up.
Salope.
Oh, I thought you were saying salope. Sign up. For
it's
our
sign up.
It's, it's a slut. It's slut in French.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And slut. Oh, that means slut in French. What is that?
Salope.
Salope.
Yes.
Comment salope?
S-A-L-O-P-E.
That means slut.
Yeah. Oui. Welcome to the world of French nasty.
Salope. Oui, oui. Encore.
So if you call me, I can be your little salope.
Ooh, la la. I think Minette, I think everybody from France is going to call you right now.
Vas-y, appelle-moi.
Yeah. Oh, oui. Okay, 213-670-0066. Okay, we got Minette, we got Francais, we got Anglais,
Italian.
Italian. Oh, yeah, Max will talk Italian to you if you want to talk to an old man.
Espanol.
Hey, you should be one of our therapists.
I speak Spanish.
Okay.
Hablo español muy bien.
Oh my God!
Hablo español muy bien.
Sounds like the United Nation of Sex.
All right,
see.
All right. So you know what? Now I'm going to end the show because we're going to have an after party, and absinthe is sinking in.
Yeah.
Okay. So hey, you know the bonobos lead the way.
Right.
We are here in Bonoboville. This is Bastille Day in Bonoboville.
Bravo!
Yeah. Joyeux!
Vive la princesse!
Joyeux 14 juillet.
Jour Bastille. Joyeux jour Bastille. Joyeux 14 juillet. J'aime le français. Et j'aime le bonobo. Bonobo genome was just sequenced, and we are very close to the bonobos. They are the faire l'amour, pas la guerre, singe, chimpanzee. And they inspire us. They inspire us. And we love them. So I want to say to all you Français, faire l'amour, pas la guerre. Faire l'amour, pas la guerre.
Faire l'amour, pas la guerre.
Make like the bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone.
Bonsoir, okay.
See the clap sign. Everybody clap.
I'm Dr. Susan Block. Yeah. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.